Ensuring a safe, welcoming, and supportive environment for all students today on UK Perspectives. I'm Alan Lytle in this week for Tom Goodell. We've all seen the headlines and witnessed the demonstrations on college campuses across the country, including at Yale University and the University of Missouri. The latter saw the resignation of its president over allegations of failing to address incidents of racism at the school. Joining me to talk about these issues is the president of the University of Kentucky, Dr. Eli Capilouto. Welcome to UK Perspectives.
It is a delight to be here again.
Shortly after the announced resignation of Mizzou President Tim Wolf, you sent out a campus-wide email titled Our Community, Our Shared Values, and I'd like you to talk a little bit about that.
The email grew out of a meeting I'd had just the night before with a couple of dozen African-American, Black, professional, graduate, and undergraduate students. Terry Allen, our interim vice president, had his ear to the ground weeks ago, listening to students and faculty, and had scheduled nearly a month ago meetings with this group. And just 2 days before, there had been respective meetings with two faculty groups. So I wanted to share with our UK family what I heard at that meeting, what our students' expectations are, and how we must deliver. And it was also good timing because it followed our Board of Trustees meeting where we adopted diversity and inclusivity goals that permeate the entire document that are quite bold and ambitious.
Your general impressions of how that meeting went, first of all.
Yeah, I'd have to say that, after the weekend in Missouri, I grew restless. And when I'm restless, I walk the campus even more than I do now. And I listened to many students who had followed Missouri nightly and some who had stayed up all night. And you realize when you hear these firsthand accounts how meaningful this all was. And I heard it again at my home that night. This gave an opportunity for people to voice what I would say are experiences that have been accumulating and simmering. Some of them are overt acts of what I'd call hate and disrespect, and some are quite small. They may be unintentional, but they're real. Those are these microaggressions that people refer to that are the constant drip in the pan that after a while really wear on people. So I heard the student who shared with me that someone rolled down their window while they were eating at Taco Bell and said something along the lines of, "Don't you know it's white people that usually eat at Taco Bell?" To the student who said, from a colleague or a faculty member, they heard, "Wow, I didn't realize you were so smart," and who felt like the context was put in the fact of the color of her skin. So I heard those stories, heard stories of strength, that students want to speak up, they want to be heard. But that night at my home, I was so proud of this group of students. They had worked for weeks in advance. They said they had identified 19 things that they thought should be important to the university, but they identified 5 priorities, and we spoke at length about those for over 3 hours.
And what are those 5 priorities?
As I said in my email, affordability and access. And that's just not in the form of things that you would think of like admissions and scholarships. They expect it in terms of multicultural programming across campus. They want to strengthen the administrative structure to support all these things. It was important to them and also to the faculty group that met, that we all hold ourselves accountable. We have set these steep goals. Each of us has a responsibility if we're going to achieve them. And we've got to be honest with ourselves about our progress and when we're not making progress, what we're prepared to do about it. A clear message was, I'd like to see more people who look like me. I had a young student who told me she was about to graduate and she'd never had a lecture by an African-American or black faculty member, and how much that would have meant to her. And then a clear message, of which I strongly agree, that every graduate of the University of Kentucky should be culturally competent. I heard that last spring when I interviewed, well over 50 people as I was making determinations about our Office of Institutional Diversity. So it was a very good meeting, and I met with my fellow administrators who were in attendance. We met for an hour and a half yesterday. We'll meet many more hours, more frequently. We believe that they gave us some concrete ideas upon which we plan to act. And when it comes to the assurance that folks want that our students be culturally competent, I'll be turning to our faculty. I heard many stories about various curricula that embed these issues and do an excellent job. And it's not the first time I've heard these stories. I have numerous examples. But the students reminded us we need to systematically address this across all our academic programs.
I want to go back to something that you had said about the Missouri situation and that it was simmering. That leads me to believe that the administration there made a fatal error in not addressing prevailing concerns at an opportune time. It sounds to me like UK is doing everything it can to not repeat that pattern.
I really can't comment on Missouri. When you're not on the ground and you're not there every day, it is difficult to make assessments. I do know, thanks to a wonderful team and frequent conversations with faculty, staff, and students, the things that we discussed at my home were not a surprise to me and weren't the first time I'd heard them. We took as a responsibility, my wife and I, that we wanted our house to be a house for all people and that we would have at least one event for the major faiths that are represented on our campus. So we certainly celebrate Christmas year after year. It's a wonderful holiday of hope. But we also, at the beginning of the year, open our home for Jewish faculty, staff, and students, recognizing and celebrating the Jewish New Year. And this June, after I'd met with the Muslim Student Association in the spring, we opened our house for Ramadan, and those students broke their fast there. And we need to be that welcoming and safe place. That's the assurance I want to give students, faculty, and staff. We would probably be incorrect, though, if we tried to assure that we felt comfortable all the time, because some of the conversations we need to have are going to be uncomfortable. And we're going to have to talk about these matters long enough that they become comfortable. But in the meantime, we've got to respect one another. We've got to recognize our differences. We need an environment where we can share them openly, honestly, without criticism, with an appreciation that we can learn from one another.
Dr. Eli Capiluto has been our guest again today on UK Perspectives. Thank you for your time and taking your time to come and have a rather frank discussion about situations here at the University of Kentucky.
Thank you.